It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That's all Keyshawn Johnson wants for Father's Day, for his kids to turn the lights off when they leave the room. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us on Sirius XM Channel 80. Would that be a good Father's Day present if all your kids turned off all the lights when they left the room?
Turn off all the lights, yep, and promise that they will never leave them on, mm-hmm, and don't eat in their rooms.
So just, no, not forever. I'm just saying on that
day. No, because on that day I could turn them off myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to. That little frustrated feeling when you're muttering. I know what that is. You're muttering under your breath. No one's turning off the lights. I'm working.
I'm getting up every morning.
I'm
not going to mutter. You just heard me. I'm going to tell it like it is.
No, I'm saying sometimes you're alone in the house. Everyone's out. Yeah. And you walk in. There's a plate over here, crumbs over there. The light's on. Your mother, I'm the one getting up early, going to work. I'm the one who's got to clean up. They should be cleaning up after me.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. 1:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I wake up for 1:30 in the morning and drive on the freeway for this.
Right.
For this? Yeah. I do all this for this. Y'all sit up here and still act like y'all don't see it.
Be ashamed of yourself, you guys. Man, when my dad got home
from work. You cook, but you don't want to clean up the dishes because you think people are supposed to do that for you.
Nope. Well, that's the way it should work, though.
Don't cook no damn more.
If you're cooking, the opposite party should be cleaning up.
No,
like,
honestly,
that's mandatory.
When I was a kid,
not even a question.
No,
well, why are you letting them get away with it then?
No. You just didn't hear me, Pops. I just said, you cooking and you cleaning, you got the dishes in there, but I can't say the rest of what I would say on air.
Yeah, it's not for the radio.
They're going to get clean after I'm done.
Yeah.
That's all.
One way or another.
They're going to get clean.
When I was a kid, my dad would get home from work, let's say it's 7:30, right? I know he's working all day. If he said, hey, Max, grab me the salt or the pepper or something.
You were sprinting to
do it. I was happy that I'd be able to contribute somehow.
Or you get your butt tore up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not even that. I was like happy to do it for him. I knew he was working and providing and you know, working hard, and I could do something to lessen the load a little bit.
They're calling folks on you nowadays, man. It ain't like that, Jay.
My mom be looking at me, but boy, I put my mom back in the day.
Oh, yeah. If the way parents raised their kids, man, when we were kids, is that you literally go to jail for that now. Yeah.
Oh, mom, they tell me in public?
In front of your friends and everything.
People would never say anything. People would be like, mm-hmm.
Right in front of your friends.
30,000 people. People like, yeah, you deserved it. I'm like, get hit in the face. What?
They're going to call them folks on you nowadays, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, they go for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, imagine if you saw a mother slapping her kid in the face in the park.
Well,
right
I would
now.
Call, I would stop that.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. Yeah, well, that's.
But when we were kids, that was left and right.
Yeah, all the time.
And by left and right, I mean first the left and then
the right. Gets you two pieces.
Yeah, but it's changed so much, Max.
It has.
They're different ways, different strategies. But this one where they've been down like, do you know what you did wrong? Little Johnny, do you know?
Johnny.
Have you thought about it? Johnny's 4. Johnny ain't thinking about what he did.
Let me tell you something, Matt. I mean, Jay. So yesterday, the little one was acting out.
Uh-huh.
And you know me, I'm cooking as she's acting out. She doesn't want to eat what was made for her. So it became a whole issue. So she threw some of it on the ground, the whole deal. So I'm like, all right. And so I said, well, if it was my mother, that wasn't even going to happen. All that conversation that you having with them, that's something y'all do.
See, Key, I got a rule. I got a rule because I tell my wife all the time.
Talking.
He's like, I don't want to eat this. I'm not going to eat this. And I said, well, what do you want? I'm like, this ain't no restaurant. Yo, if y'all don't want to eat it, then y'all ain't eating. Cool, straight.
Max,
good luck.
You know what
good
I
luck. I mean,
y'all,
straight
man.
Up gangster on it. Good luck. You ain't eating.
You know what? I got to say,
over
though.
Over there negotiating. We're not doing no negotiating.
Yeah, I ain't going back.
I got to say,
I
don't think it's societal that it's changed because I never have the impulse to put my hands on my kids unless it's to hug them or kiss them. Really, I don't even have that impulse. Maybe it's because I have all girls and girls are basically better behaved than boys for the most part. But, you know, I don't think that's a societal or cultural thing that's affecting me. I just don't have that in me to want to hit my kids.
It's the conversation. It's not hitting them. You don't need to hit them. It's a certain inflection of the voice in the conversation that you have. The to get little ones to respond to you, the nicey nice is cool, but I'm not here to be your friend.
I got
to
put some.
It's actually nowadays difficult because they have this whole thing about natural consequences. You know, everyone's versed in that now. What's the natural consequence? But you have to think it through. I can't think that fast to figure out what the natural consequence.
Oh,
no, you did that wrong. You
just got to react.
Everything's okay, Jay. Do you want some fruit?
Trust the intuition, man.
All right.
Trust it.
So there's some breaking news, guys.
Ooh.
Golden State Warriors executive Mike Dunleavy Jr. has agreed to a deal to become the franchise's new general manager.
Dun-dun!
Sources told ESPN on Friday Dunleavy is elevating from vice president of basketball operations and will replace former president and GM Bob Myers, of course, who recently stepped down after 11 seasons and 4 championships.
I need some Jay Will highlights.
Yeah, what's up, Jay?
What about... What do you mean? Like, is it a good hire? Is it a good move?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're going to find out. I mean, I think Mike Dunleavy has always been poised. He's always very strategic. He thinks things through. Obviously, his father was a coach in the league for a long, long time. So he's grew up around the industry since he's been a little kid. I mean, him at Duke was so different. Like, coming in our freshman year, I don't know if you had any players like this. You know, like, it's like how your son would be if he became a pro, right? He just knew how to go about everything, like getting up shots early, staying late, like all the workout habits, the tricks of the trade, how to do press. Like, he had all that prepared. So I think Mike Dunleavy has a chance to be great. The interesting kind of tweak in all this is how Kirk Lakeup, the son of Jacob Lakeup, if that undermines the clout or the autonomy of Mike Dunleavy. That's what I'm paying attention to now. Because Kirk Lakeup has a lot of say within the organization, the son of the owner, Jacob, you know. And I wonder how that dynamic works.
Jacob.
Yeah, you know, I'm paying attention to some stuff too right now, Jay. The VP of basketball operations job, I guess, has opened up now that Dunleavy becomes the general manager. And it'll be interesting to see who he looks at to fill that vacancy. I mean, you know, typically when you take these type of jobs, you look for familiarity. You look for people that you have a relationship with, that you trust. That
trying to think, who could that be, though, in the business?
You know, you have graced covers of magazines with and played with
That
have a very high basketball IQ.
They have roots together, Key, that go back years.
That dive deep into it, and I wouldn't be surprised.
And who comes from the same culture, right?
Exactly, that understands what it's like to be a pro, high draft pick, but also could see and identify certain players that fit in the systems. It'll be interesting to see. So
from the same coaching tree would be good?
All of those things. And I'm interested to see. I can't wait for the day that I hear the voice say, you know, I've always had a lifelong dream of getting into professional sports and in basketball in particular because, you know, growing up under Coach K and understanding the things that we're capable of doing and, you know, when this opportunity came up, I talked to my lovely wife. She's just – I love her to death and all my kids. And we spoke and we talked, and I slept on it. And when Mike, my former teammate, offered this job to me –
Spoke to Coach K?
Spoke to Coach K, and we prayed up on it, and we thought about it. And we made the decision that we're no longer going to be part of KJM, and we're going to take this job at Golden State. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited about it and looking forward to the future. I can't wait to hear that our own Jason Williams.
You got the whole coaching rhetoric down pat, boy. Yeah. I tell you, I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm excited about the process. And I'm just I'm elated to be part of such a great organization.
Are you practicing the speech in the mirror yet, Jay? Or how's that working?
Yeah, are you practicing the speech? Because you've been trying to get, whether it was Georgetown
or Toronto.
Apparently, Van Gundy just tweeted he's disgusted at you right now.
I didn't even say anything yet. Right. You guys are doing all the talking for me.
I'm very happy
at where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. I understand.
It's a bit. I'm just teasing, but I think Dunleavy will do a tremendous job. The great thing about it, though, Jay, is he was right there, you know, for however many years, studying the situation with Bob Myers, understanding what it's going to be like to sit in that chair and be in that role. You're staying within. You're not going on the outside. So that's a plus for the Golden State Warriors. So he already understands what's ahead for him, right? The Draymond Green situation, the Klay Thompson situation. Do we trade for – is there a Bradley Beal coming? He's already kind of there. So it's not going to be where the guy is sticking his toe in the water. He can hit the ground running.
Well, and also Mike has the type of personality that he really tries to meet you where you're at. So, I mean, he can have – discussions key, you know, sometimes as an athlete you just want somebody to be direct with you. Like, that is Mike is direct with you. You may not like it, but it's the reality of the nature of the business. Mike will tell you what time it is, and then, you know, he'll work on having a relationship with you. He's not afraid to have difficult conversations. I've seen that firsthand. And by the way, having the years behind a guy like Bob Myers, shadowing him, dealing with the KD situation, dealing with other situations, has properly prepared him for this. But, I mean, he's walking into the trenches during a very difficult moment.
This is a
difficult decisions to make.
Without exaggeration, I could say this is one of the more important moments in modern American team sports history, because we're coming off of a dynasty that reinvented the game.
Maybe we're not coming off of
that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And the question is it ongoing? Is it part of a continuum in the dynasty? What's it going
to
look like? Are they going to reload? Are they going to try to keep the core together? He has pivotal decisions to make at a pivotal moment in the history of a great modern American dynasty. And again, it's not just that they've won a bunch. It's that they reinvented the game while they did it. You know, it's a huge job.
Herm Edwards said something to me yesterday about the Kansas City Chiefs and you know, redoing things and whatnot and trying to get back to the Super Bowl. And I said they're rebuilt, you know, the team's rebuilding, blah, blah, blah. And one of the things he said, no, you don't rebuild, you remodel.
You remodel.
Yeah. Because most of the foundation is already there.
The architecture's in place.
You may touch a little bit of the first floor, may touch a little bit of the second floor, but you're not completely tearing it down to build it back up.
You might open up the kitchen, maybe. You might take a wall out, maybe. Yeah. The good bones. House got good bones.
Good bones.
Key, lock it in. Will Jay be working for the Warriors?
No.
Lock It In is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. More likely to repeat, the Chiefs or Nuggets. Plus, what's the perfect Father's Day? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
they might be the best team in football, but one and done, best team doesn't always win. Basketball, best of seven, best team's going to win almost always. So Max, at this moment, I like the Nuggets' chances at this moment, before we see what happens in the offseason, more than the Chiefs, Key.
No, man. I understand what you're trying to say, but that's not the case. You still have to do certain things. And when I look at the Kansas City Chiefs and I go through the AFC, there's some tough teams in the AFC. We talked about the toughness of the AFC conference a year ago. We talked about the division of the AFC West. We had every team because of quarterbacks, right? Russell Wilson, Carr, Herbert, Patrick Mahomes. Well, they wrecked. They ran shop in the division. They had a little toughie against Chargers, but for the most part, they controlled the division. When you look at the AFC East, it's a tough division. We're talking about the quarterbacks there. Now we got Tua, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, and then there's Mac Jones there, which essentially, let's see what that is. And then you go to the South, as well as looking at where Baltimore is in that division. You talk about Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson. In that division in Pittsburgh, they're going to always kind of, you know, scrap and have a winning season. But they've hosted five championship games straight at home. They've continued to dominate the division and the conference. And when you look at the NFC as a whole, there's no real teams. Philadelphia's there, you know, maybe San Francisco. If the Cowboys all of a sudden could act right, they may be able to do something. And then I like New Orleans coming out of the NFC as well. When you talk about basketball and you think of the Nuggets, Jay, the Nuggets, everything hit perfect for them. Can't take anything away from them, but everything hit perfect. It was perfectly aligned. Guys were getting hurt. Teams are a little bit older. Then when you look at the East, there was no real challenge. Guys were getting hurt. In the East, the guys that could actually challenge the Joker in the paint. Embiid didn't make it out of there. Okay? Giannis got hurt. So for me, I'm going to look at that and say, let's see if they all healthy, what happens.
Meantime, Jay, it's noteworthy that in the NBA in the last 5 years, we've had five different champions, right? That's like, oh, look at that. Whereas in the NFL, we haven't had back-to-back in 20 years. It's more common, much more common in the NBA to go back-to-back because, as I said, once you get the best team put together, now you may argue that injury or whatever else, maybe their team's just as good as them. But if they are the best team, they can prove that again and sometimes again.
Who's going back-to-back in the NBA?
Golden State.
Golden State has done it. Miami did it. But how long ago was that? Okay, and Miami did it. In the time since it's happened in the NFL, it's happened three times in the NBA.
Who other than the Lakers?
It hasn't happened in the NFL since 2003-04. The Lakers with Kobe and Powell, then Miami with Wade and LeBron, and then Golden State with Steph and KD.
What year was Powell and Kobe?
08, 09, 09, 10. What is it? Something like that. Yeah. Right in there. Yeah. So once you are truly the best team in basketball, we will find out about the Nuggets next year. You're probably going to win it. Whereas best team in football, you'll probably make a run, but all it takes is one.
But Jay, I don't know if the Nuggets, and you can speak to this, but I don't know if the Nuggets were the best team from top to bottom all season long in the NBA if those other teams wasn't all banged up.
What do you think, Jay?
I think they were the best team in the NBA.
Okay.
I mean, that's just me.
No, that's fine.
I mean, we'll see what happens next year. I mean, we'll see with all the movement that can occur potentially in the offseason. But I would have a tendency to agree with you, Key, on Kansas City. And, Max, we may not have had, you know, repeat Super Bowl champions, but, damn, they've been knocking on the door every single year.
Kansas City went twice.
They went back-to-back and they lost.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's knocking on the door, right? So, like, being right there, but, like, it being a game. Like, I don't question the greatness of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, but like I've still yet to see how Jamal Murray plays throughout the regular season at that high level. I know what he is in the playoffs. I think I need to see a little bit larger of a sample size.
You agree they will make the playoffs, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, for sure. I'm not saying you get playoff Jamal. I'm just saying I've seen this past 5 year sample size of Kansas City, and that's more for me to bet on than Denver.
Coming off a championship. I hear that. I will say that's true. Kansas City has gotten back to back Super Bowls. But if you want to start talking about just getting to the finals, I mean, the Heat went to four straight finals.
Yeah, right? Key, like, the Lakers won 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
2009, 2010.
The Golden State Warriors went to God knows how many straight finals. You know, all I'm saying is the question as to whether the Nuggets are in fact the best team in basketball, especially when we see what happens in the offseason, is a separate question. As of right now, if you believe they are the best team, I think they got a better shot to repeat than whoever the best team is.
Because I know what the landscape is like in the NFL. I don't know what the landscape is going to be like in a month from now.
Could change a lot.
Very quickly. That's what I'm saying. It's an arms race. So it's hard to make that delineation.
Yeah, Phoenix
right
makes
now.
One or two smart moves, you might be like, that's a lot.
That's why, that's why I say, and I know you, Jay, you don't watch all 82 of the Nuggets games and everything else. And if you didn't watch all 82, at some point you saw enough. I don't know when you talk about a Phoenix team, for instance. If Kevin Durant gets there and he's not hurt, and that short window that he missed doesn't affect the way that they play down the stretch.
Or CP3 isn't injured.
Or CP3. Are they better than Denver?
Would have been a different series.
Jay, you spent a segment a couple hours ago telling me how I shouldn't point to the fact that they played high seeds because X, Y, and Z – in other words, that they were a worthy champion.
They
right?
are a worthy champion.
So they
no,
would
they
have
are
beaten,
a worthy champion.
They would have beaten the Bucks even if the Bucks were healthy.
I think so.
Okay, and so in other words, they really were the best team in basketball.
And I think even if you're Phoenix, even if you had CP3, there's still questions around them defensively and DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, and I would say about the Nuggets, here's the biggest question: really, will Jamal Murray stay healthy? I know it's Porter, but they did it without a healthy Porter.
You need everybody. You needed Michael Porter for stints. You can't.
Yeah. But, I mean, in the playoffs, Michael Porter isn't the reason they kept advancing. Michael Porter had a bad series for the most part until the last game of the finals, but they had already gotten that thing done, basically. Jamal Murray is a killer in the playoffs, but he's missed two of the last three playoffs, right? So can he stay? And Aaron Gordon, by the way.
I hope he's not a killer.
Aaron, right, for the Lakers' sake. Aaron Gordon is like the perfect third best player on that team now. Mm-hmm. NBA draft is in a week. Is it possible that we'll see history? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Feels good.
Think 8 under par is pretty good, Jay?
Shooting a 62 for Ricky Fowler, who's never won a major. Like, I want to see him win a major.
Damian Wilkins, former NBA player, head of basketball for Overtime Elite with
Wilkins,
us now.
D. Wilkins looks like an R.B. Sager. Look at him.
He got watched his R&B father on the bomb squad and watched his father on the bomb squad for the New York Knicks when I was a kid. Give you about 19 a game. What's going on, Damian?
What's happening, fellas?
So what's Overtime Elite?
You want me to tell you? Jay Will can tell you, too.
I already told him, Damian. Max knows what Overtime Elite is, but they want to hear it from you, though. Yeah. They want to hear it from you.
I got you. Now, Overtime Elite is a high school basketball league. We do a great job of preparing our guys for whatever the next level is for them, be it college, be it pro basketball. We also, you know, help them in their classes. We have classes. We have a school, OTE Academy. You know, a lot of accelerated training goes on here, building up brands, building up your ability on the court as well, obviously. And then just helping these guys become professional people, and understanding that if basketball don't work out, they still have a chance to win at life. Those are the biggest things that we do here. And building up brands, again, from our social, from a social standpoint, you know, from a marketing standpoint, we do those things too. So just a lot of accelerated training and development, both on and off the court.
D, tell me why Overtime Elite, for some guys, is better than going to college, even though the NIL situation allows them to maybe make gobs of money, that this is better than going to college for some guys?
I think you understand that, like, first of all, Overtime Elite isn't for everyone, right? You got to love the game. You got to love getting better. You got to love competition. You got to love all of those things. And a lot of guys just don't love it, as you guys know. You know, most people just like it and like the things that it comes with. You know, a lot of our guys too, with the transfer portal, it's muddied the waters a little bit, in that a guy can commit to college in, say, call it November. And by the time, you know, you get around to getting on campus, because of the transfer portal, their position is filled up, and now playing time becomes challenging. So for us, you know, we offer that extra year, that gap year after your senior year, to stay another year and to improve and get better and see if there's better options for you. Also, it's a heavy emphasis on player development. You know, our guys are in classes only for 4 hours a day, you know, taking their core classes. We got a guy right now going to Stanford. You know, so Stanford has been on our campus and seen our academics and, you know, approved it, gave their stamp of approval. So, you know, everything we do is legit. You know, we do a whole lot of, again, accelerated training. So they're spending a lot of time on the court with our coaches and our skill developing guys. So, you know, it's just a quick way to really get better and focus on your development.
Former NBA player, head of basketball for Overtime Elite, Damian Wilkins, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. It is going to be more challenging for college basketball, college sports in general. We'll see. But some of these NIL collectives, a lot of people find out due to the IRS that they will not be tax exempt. So that's going to be fascinating to see how that continues to play out.
I wanted to
ask you about, hopefully you guys have multiple people in this upcoming NBA draft, but two in particular, Alzor and Amen Thompson, the Thompson twins. Can you talk a little bit about their skill development, how they've came through Overtime Elite, and where they're projected in the draft, and why you feel like maybe they're better prepared for this next step in their career?
Yeah, you know, Amen and Asar, when they first came to us, they weren't on a draft board, and they weren't ranked as high as people might imagine in terms of this high school rankings, right, that we really don't pay attention to. You know, we encourage our guys not to pay attention to that stuff. And Jay Will, as you know, like, all those things can change day to day, month to month, year to year. They came to us, and those two guys are super special, right? They've carried our business and our franchise from the time that they landed on campus, just with their work ethic, with the people they are, the family that they have. Their support system has helped them remain focused, you know, on their goal of being NBA players. And now they're projected top five, top six picks. And, you know, we couldn't be happier for them and their family. You know, they've worked really hard. They put the time in. You know, obviously we were there for them every step of the way, with them every step of the way, but they showed up every day. And, you know, it was sometimes we had to kick them out of the gym and be like, bro, like, we got a game tomorrow. You know, they're just extremely hard workers, special young men. And I think they're going to be great in the NBA.
Damian Wilkins, former NBA player, head of basketball for Overtime Elite, son of a man I grew up watching on back then, my beloved New York Knicks, the Bomb Squad, the original Bomb. So let me ask you this. How many times in college did Jay Will give you guys that work? That's what I want to know.
Oh, man, Jay Will, my guy, man. He's always been Man, we had battles all up and through high school, man. This guy, he was special, man. One of the best point guards. I still argue now that he's the best point guard to ever play at Duke. I've had that argument as recent as 2 months ago with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I don't even think we're friends anymore because of that argument. But
who was your friend arguing?
Jay Will. He was arguing. I don't even want to say because it's gonna make him look like I was hating on the guy.
You didn't open it up.
I want you to say who the guy was that he was arguing.
He was talking about the what's his name? He was a coach, I think, on the staff at one point.
Wojo,
white guy, Wojo, and what's the other kid? Hurley. That's who it was. Hurley.
Hurley got a case.
He kept saying Hurley.
Jay, don't say anything, Jay.
Don't do that. Jay. Come on, bro. Come on.
You don't have to say, he was a good guy and all that.
You don't got to be humble. You don't got to be humble right now.
Jay recently made a list. You were top 100 college point guard ever or something like that. Top 100?
Stop, Max.
No, but they had Jay rated way too low, Damian. They had him like, I don't remember what it was, but it was way too low.
Damian, I did want to ask you something.
Jay was special.
Our show is all about kind of like the athlete first perspective, which I think sometimes is needed. Can you quickly, because we have like 2 minutes, but take us through, man, some of the challenges that it takes, like getting drafted. Like we obviously hear about Ja Morant. We hear about Zion Williamson. And everybody's like, oh, it's an easy fix. But like, just talk to us about some of the challenges about getting drafted and what that process is like for a lot of people and getting acclimated to a new city and a lot of the fame that comes along with it.
I think one of the biggest challenges and what I tell our guys now that's going through the process is, you know, as many people care about your position in the draft right now, no one in that locker room does. And getting the respect from that locker room, from your teammates, is one of the biggest challenges you can have. And the way you do that is you just come in and work and you listen. You be a good teammate, you know, and you show up every day, you know, with your hard hat on. And just remain productive and consistent in those things, right? Because everyone in that locker room has either been in that locker room for a while, been in an NBA locker room for a while, or even walked across that stage as well. So just remaining humble and working hard and staying consistent and showing up and also listening and you know, because you don't know everything, right? Like, you're coming in as a rookie, you still wet behind the ears. You know, thinking you know everything, I think that's one of the biggest ways for you to, you know, lose the respect of your teammates. But just the overall process of knowing that, like, the work starts, you know, once you walk across that stage, or it doesn't end, rather, once you walk across that stage, man. And, like, you just got to remain consistent and knowing that.
Damian Wilkins, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Damian. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right, D.
Appreciate you guys having me, man. Appreciate
you
guys.
I'll see you at the draft, man.
Yes, sir.
What is your perfect Father's Day? What's your perfect Father's
Ooh.
Day? 888-SAY-ESPN. Key, you thought of something, huh? You thought of something
for
your
Jay.
Perfect
Father's Day for Jay.
Oh,
for
me? This I got to hear coming up. KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. Father's Day Sunday, guys. What's the perfect Father's Day? Jay, free. Wait, before you, Key, you said you thought of the perfect Father's Day for Jay.
A makeover.
A makeover for Jay. Well, how would you make
him
over?
To
Jay,
insult me,
Jay, man. You know what? You know why I said that? Because me and Jay was looking at something online, and it was just an interesting makeover. That's all. It was like, jeez. You know, we changed their whole look, man. It's like, God.
I don't know what you're talking about because I wasn't in it. That was a private text between you two.
What is your... Yeah, somebody had some you know, surgical stuff done to their face, had some fillers. And
looks very different.
What should Jay get done, in your opinion?
Very different.
Is that you? Is that you? Is that still you?
No, I'm just joking. Jay doesn't need to do anything. I was just messing with Jay.
I can't with you, dog.
What's your perfect Father's Day, Jay?
I'm just... Breakfast in bed, man. Allow me to sleep in.
Okay, you say breakfast. What would be served?
Pancakes.
Yeah, what type of breakfast?
Give me some pancakes. Give me a short stack. Give me some eggs on the side.
Don't you need orange? Isn't orange juice part of breakfast in bed? Everyone needs that fresh squeezed orange juice.
I'll take my coffee.
That's good. That's good.
Have my coffee. Let me wake up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me get some bacon.
The problem with breakfast and pancakes and stuff, it's going to swell you up. You're going to go to sleep.
That's all right. Well, that'll be the next part. I'm going to take a nap after I wake up.
I also need to brush my teeth.
I need at least
breakfast.
An hour just to do nothing in bed. So I'm going to wake up late. I'm going to have breakfast. And I'm going to take an hour in bed just to chill out.
Do they wake you up? I need to know this because, like, in the movies, everybody is, you know, it just works out, right?
I really am describing a movie, though.
No, but I'm saying, like, in the movie, they breakfast in bed. Couple wakes up in the morning, they start like making out and stuff with that stink morning breath. I don't know. I'm talking about like in real life.
Max is in real life. Got to go somewhere.
That's right.
Way over here, man.
I have to bring a little Jewish neurosis to the proceedings here. Look,
before
I don't want to get woken up with the breakfast in bed before I go brush my teeth.
Well, then go brush your teeth.
That's right.
Go brush your teeth.
But we're not laying out every detail.
But in the movies, when you see the breakfast in bed, it's on a little thing, a tray. It kind of locks you in
locks
there.
You in.
I don't want to get locked in before I go brush my teeth.
Yates asked me if you brush your teeth before you eat your food, is it going to taste bad? Not if you got the right toothpaste.
Yeah, and also, you got to do it anyway, man. You got to get the bacteria and everything out of there.
If the food would taste funny if you brush your teeth beforehand. Yeah, then you eat because you still got the mint and all the different stuff.
Yeah, for a second.
Can somebody explain to me what toothpaste that needs to be? Because I don't think I've ever heard that before, to be honest with you.
No, yeah, they
I always
got
thought people
sorts
eat their
different...
food before they brush their teeth and then they go about their day.
My wife
does that sometimes with the kids. They eat their breakfast and then she brushes their teeth
not
before
as healthy.
They leave.
But I get it because you get all the stuff out of your teeth after.
No, I brush my teeth, I eat, then I brush my teeth again.
Correct, that's what I do, Key. I like to floss it too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot.
You want to get rid of all the particles. You don't want to be talking to somebody and...
Yeah.
You know?
So y'all been talking for 2 minutes, and I haven't heard anything about what the actual toothpaste is because me and Pat are confused.
I mean, regular Colgate or whatever, you know?
Well, Internet says you should, actually, from Columbia University Medical
That's
School.
Where I went, my alma mater.
The byline is Max's name.
It says waiting about 30 minutes before brushing allows teeth and
enamel.
Enamel? Yes, you say animal?
Animal.
Teeth animal? What? Enamel? What
trying
just
to hurry up. He's trying to hurry up and get through.
Noodle's like animal teeth.
Wait a second, Tom.
Yeah, you can't say something. Animal. Animal.
Have y'all seen when Kevin Garnett tried to say equivalent?
Equivalent. Equivalent?
Yeah, every now and then, man, you botch a word. Come on.
Exactly. Listen, English is my second language.
Yeah,
guys.
That's a legit excuse, actually.
So you got a line, excuse, though.
That's a legit excuse.
You lying. Nobody can say anything
this
after
week,
that line.
Yo, he hit his quota. You got to get something else.
I'm mad at you guys in the control room, though.
Why is that? Yeah,
because you guys are talking like Officer Pat Costello is there with you, and he's not. There's a third party who's there with you.
Who is this character?
Nobody's introduced him.
Who is this character?
Nobody said anything. His voice has not been heard the entire show.
Crap,
oh, now you want to talk.
Now you want to talk.
He been talking. You just ain't been listening.
Who is it? Aaron. Who is it?
Steve. State your name.
Steve. Okay, Steve looks like what? You could be a Steve.
Yeah,
go
what's
ahead.
Up, guys?
Yeah, there it is.
Steve, what do you like, Steve? What are you into these days?
You a father, Steve? You have any kids?
No, Steve ain't got no kids.
Why you answering for Steve? Steve's a grown-ass man. Answer for yourself, Steve.
He said no.
Steve, are we having control room issues? Can you hear us? Oh, yeah, we lost.
I don't think I can hear you guys.
Okay, yeah. All right. Steve's out. Steve's out.
Who's actually doing the cooking for you, though, Jay?
Who? What? Oh, y'all just missed it. Tatiana just walked in here. The producer first taking almost tripped on one of the cords. why? You almost tripped. My what? Nikki cooks. Nikki is.
I don't know. I didn't know if you would use your chef or not. I was just asking.
I don't have a chef, dog. My wife cooks all of our meals.
Oh, for some reason I thought you. My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't.
So you do have a chef.
No, what? I literally thought Jay had a chef. I thought he had a chef.
Y'all be wildin', man.
No, I'm not wild. There's nothing wrong with having a chef. If you have a chef, you have a chef. Don't be embarrassed.
The only people I know who have chefs are people who own NBA or NFL franchises.
Well, that's not true.
You ever have a chef?
Max has a chef.
Who?
Max has a chef.
I wish. I should. By the way, I should get
Max.
One. I could do
only,
a chef.
The only
I could afford
Max
a chef. Why don't I have a chef?
Is off his kids' leftovers.
Yeah, it's not.
That's
good.
How this guy eats.
You ain't peep what he do? He cook more food than his kids need to eat. So when they full, he can just nibble on the back end.
But you know what it is, Yates? You're not wrong, but I can't believe anyone's stomach could be that small. You know what I mean? I'm like, when you make the portions for the girls, their little girls, it's like, they're going to have to eat more. Even though I know, no, they're probably going to leave it. But I look at it, I feel negligent if I only give them that much food, you know?
No, I don't need a chef, Max. I can actually cook. I've been cooking forever.
Here's the issue for me, Key. It's not the cooking, because cooking can be fun. It's the cleanup. Who wants to do that cleanup? When you cook, you got to clean as you're doing it. I hate it.
Yeah, but while you're cooking, you're cleaning.
Yeah, that's what I do, and so it dissuades me from cooking.
Yeah, it's fast, man. It's then throw it in the dishwasher, keep it moving, you know.
Wait, one quick follow-up question. Nuno, is it animal or enamel?
Yeah, that one.
Enamel. Say it again.
Both of them.
Wait, Nuno, say it again.
I can't.
It's enamel, man.
Enamel.
Yeah,
enamel.
What you playing Call of Duty?
That's like that electronic ammo. He said enamel.
Well, whatever Jay said the other day. What did Jay say the other day that sounded like a drug?
What did I say?
It was something that sounded like a drug that they clicked out.
Man, there's so many of those on this show. I don't remember.
It was something that looked like, oh, God, that just hit the streets. That's a little of this, a little of that. Like, oh, no.
And by the way, this is why this show is the worst, because y'all don't let nothing. Nobody lets anything
go
here.
No, you can't even just mess it up. Listen, Adam in Florida, what's your perfect Father's Day?
I think my perfect Father's Day is time with the kids at the beach, maybe do a cookout. I got some advice for some new parents. If your kids don't want to eat dinner, don't make a big deal about it. It's okay. But guess what's for breakfast?
Because mom
and dad work too hard to waste money and waste food. So that's how you start them out with that. Don't come about it.
I'll tell you 100%. What I do. The youngest one will work for her dessert.
Dismal, the offensive play calling was this cirrhosis. It was just gross. Everything was bad.
Wait, what was he trying to say? I don't even remember.
Cirrhosis.
Atrocious.
The quarterback play was dismal. The offensive play calling was
dismal.
This cirrhosis. It was just gross. Everything was just bad. Well, what happens is
I can't even repeat it.
No, what happens is
sounds like some kind of skin disease.
You're hurrying up.
That's a skin disease, yo.
Because if you don't get your thoughts out,
you heard Ray Ray got that cirrhosis.
You don't hurry up and mass through the red light, you'll never get through because Max gonna eat it all up. So you trying to hurry up and get your thoughts out.
That's it. Let's go.
Because then Jay jumps in and crushes you.
Damn the cirrhosis and God.
Jay, what do you think of that? I'm sorry, there's no time left in the show today. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, happy Father's Day, everybody.
Herp. It's a cirrhosis.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.